listener production.
Wall Street Post, best week since November as tech stocks rally.
And the Australian share market expected to rebound after the big fall on Friday.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Craig.
It's Monday, April the 29th, 2024. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. What a difference a week makes, Craig. We had the best week since November with the S&P 500 index up by 2.7%. The NASDAQ index gained a whopping 4.2%, but the Dow Jones lifted by just 0.7% last week. On Friday, we saw the Dow Jones increase by 0.4%. The S&P 500 was up 1%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ rose by 316 points or 2%. On the back of those strong results from both Alphabet and Microsoft.
Yeah, I suppose it didn't feel like those sorts of gains because here down under, we're only up 0.1% for the week. The US is going through its earnings season and there's the invariable winners and losers.
There are indeed. Investors cheered Alphabet's first dividend, its $70 billion US stock buyback program, and better than expected first quarter results. Its shares jumped 10.2%, hit a record high. And that lifted the Google parent's market value about $2 trillion. It was the biggest lift since July 2015. We did see Microsoft shares up, Craig, 1.8%.
Yeah, on the other side of the equation, ExxonMobil shares down by 2.8%. ResMed, you know, so here down under, the stock in the United States was up by 18.9%. And Snap, I don't know whether you use Snap, but you know, so we use it for happy snaps, you know, so the home. Up by 27.6%.
Getting back to Microsoft, we saw its shares, as I mentioned, up 1.8% after its third quarter revenue and profit exceeded Wall Street estimates. It was driven by gains from artificial intelligence adoption across its cloud services. We also saw other mega cap growth stocks close higher. Amazon.com was up 3.4%. It announces its earnings this week. We've got NVIDIA up 5.8%. Meta Platforms added 0.4%. We did see Apple down 0.3% with Tesla down 1.1%. So, Craig, that sent a clear message to investors that their spending on artificial intelligence and cloud computing is paying off. And, of course, there have been some doubts. Traders have been wondering whether the main engine of the bull market would be able to live up to its high bar set for the industry. And that was really after we saw a disappointing result for Meta last week. And the Magnificent Seven, those seven big tech stocks, added about $654 billion US in market capitalization, their largest weekly sum since November last week. So we also got an update on inflation, which came in broadly in line with expectations.
Yes, the core personal consumption expenditure deflator was up by 0.3% in the month, up 2.8% over the year. The annual rate was a little bit higher than what economists had expected. Personal income was up by the order of 0.5%, but that was outpaced by personal spending, which was up by 0.8%. We also had a reading of consumer sentiment. It weakened from 79.4 to 77.2. That was a little bit below forecast as well. The concern, I suppose, is in terms of the inflationary expectation, it was up from 2.9% to 3.2%. The longer-term inflation expectation up from 2.8% to 3%. It's moving the wrong way.
That's right. So we've got an environment at the moment where the economy is strong and inflation is either going sideways or going up at the moment. And we saw that with the Federal Reserve's preferred gauge of underlying US inflation on Friday. It continues to lift at a brisk pace. While it was broadly in line with expectations, to the naked eye, we did see, if you look at 2 to 3 decimal places, you'll actually see that the PCE deflator picked up. We saw it lift by 0.32% in March from 0.27% in February. I know it's lies, damn lies and statistics, but if you did annualize those numbers, the monthly gains then obviously increased quite significantly to about 3.04% and 4.16%. So what it all means is that inflation remains sticky at the moment. We've just got 35 basis points worth of rate cuts now priced in for the rest of this year. At the same time, we have seen markets now expecting just a 58% chance of a rate cut starting in September.
We will hear from the Federal Reserve this week, Thursday morning our time. We'll see what they have to say about the whole situation. Certainly the Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, she's weighed in. She said the US economy is strong.
As you would in an election year when your boss is Joe Biden. So, of course, investors will be focused this week on the Federal Open Market Committee's meeting. The US central bank's expected to hold interest rates steady. The market is positioned for a hawkish Fed at the meeting and a potential for a stronger US dollar, given the run of better-than-expected economic data. A lot of traders are out there expecting that Fed Chair Jerome Powell will not rule out rate hikes, a prerequisite for having a data-dependent policy. A rate hike, however, is not the FOMC's base case, or most economists, of course, at the moment. But interestingly, Craig, the US 10-year Treasury yield was down by 4 basis points to 4.66% on Friday. After that, US inflation data was broadly in line with expectations. The 2-year was flat at 4.99%. Overall, the 10-year lifted by just 4 points last week, with the two-year up just 1 point. But of course, it's important at the moment with these levels with interest rates. It is competing with the equity market in terms of yield, so look out for that. Turning our attention to European markets on Friday, quickly, we did see the FTSE Euro First 300 Index. That lifted by 1.1%. It was up 1.8% for the week. That was its best week since late January. We also saw the UK FTSE 100 index up 0.8% on Friday, and it was up by 3.1% over the week, its best since mid-September.
And when you compare that to Australia, we are lagging behind the rest of the world at the moment.
We are indeed. So Britain's benchmark FTSE 100 scored its fourth consecutive record high on Friday. And we did see bank shares in particular perform very well. So NatWest jumped 6.1% to the top of the index, touching a more than 1 year high after the British bank's first quarter profit fell by a less than expected 27%. And of course, all eyes are on Anglo American, and it rejected BHP Group's £31.1 billion or $39 billion US dollar takeover proposal, saying the bid significantly undervalued the London listed miner and its future prospects. Anglo's shares advanced 3.2%. after activist fund Elliott disclosed a $1 billion US dollar stake in the company. And we did see BHP shares, however, down in the vicinity of 2% in the UK on Friday as well. So its shares were down very sharply on Friday in Australia. They were down by around 4.5%, its worst session since September the 7th.
If we turn our attention to commodity prices, the gold price was higher on Friday, up by $4.70 or 0.2%. The NYMEX and the Brent prices of crude oil, they were higher. So there's green on the screen in terms of commodity land. Brent up in the order of 0.6%, NYMEX up 0.3%. And iron ore continues to power forward. It was up by another 0.4% on Friday, up 1.8% on the week. I suppose we've got to focus on copper at the moment, particularly with BHP's interest in Anglo American. Up 14% so far in April. If it holds on, it will be the best monthly gain that we've seen in copper prices since February of 2021.
We have seen copper hit a 2-year high on that fund buying associated with BHP's proposed takeover of Anglo American. And as you mentioned as well, iron ore is continuing to consolidate. It had its third weekly rise on Chinese demand as well. Craig, today, not much as far as economic data is concerned in Australia. We have a bunch of companies releasing sales updates for the quarter. They include Coronado Global Resources, GenX Power, Megaport, SiteMinder, Stockland and Vulcan Energy.
In the United States, Domino Pizza will be releasing its result together with Paramount Global.
On Friday, we saw the Aussie dollar ease from 65.53 US cents to 65.17 US cents. It's currently trading at 65.33 cents. SPY futures are currently pointing up by 24 points or 0.3% as we start trade in Australia today. Thanks for your time today. Have a great week. We look forward to you speaking to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
This podcast is prepared, approved and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting and, if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.